Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Hoops's dream team, his dream team of 2019. He's put a lot of effort into this one, the old triceps. And what is your dream team?
Well, Maroon, we're going to start with the red hot favourite to win the Dally M medal, James Tedesco. He picks himself. Josh Adokar, the Fox, on one wing. And we're going to go with one of the stories of the season, Sivo, out at Bankwest. He's on the other wing. Jack White, and I'm going to pick him out of position, put him in the centres where he played for New South Wales. Joey Manu has been, in my view, probably a better centre this season than Latrell Mitchell for the Sydney Roosters, which is a big call considering Latrell's status in the game. Luke Keary is the 5'8". Daly Cherry-Evans is the halfback. We discussed earlier with Gordy how Josh Papali will be the first front rower picked for Australia. He's in the front row. Joshy Hodgson at hooker. Then we're going to go with Jared Weyrie-Hargraves, who missed last night's game, but will be a big inclusion for the Roosters for the grand final. Johnny Bateman, one of the buys of the season, on the right edge in the back row. Left edge will go with Boyd Cordner, even though he's missed a few games through injury this season. You just know with him that he's a big game player, and you only got to look at last night. I thought with Jared out, Brownie.
Outstanding.
You know, they were looking for a leader, and Boyd Cordner's a leader in that Anthony, he doesn't say a lot, but he just leads by his actions. So he'd be the captain of my dream side. And then I'd have Jakey Turbo at lock. And on the bench, we would have Brandon El Chapo Smith from the Melbourne Storm, aka Gordy's favourite nickname, the Wombat.
The Wombat.
Then we'd go with nice and mad Big Nelson Asafa Solomona, who just irons anybody out that stands in his way. Sammy Burgess missed a lot of football this year and was playing hurt a lot and got suspended a lot, but he's just a lionheart and just a champion in every sense of the word. So he's got to be in the side, and I think one of the absolute finds of the season, and he'll end up in an Australian jumper. I dare say this year is Cameron Murray for your South Sydney Rabbitohs, Anthony.
South.
Imagine if you had the luxury.
Did you say South?
No, I said South.
Imagine if you had the luxury of Cameron Murray
on the bench,
Sam Burgess and Big Nelson on your bench.
Oof, how good is it?
Yeah,
I actually I laboured over that last spot on the bench, Brownie, and I had Torquay Aho, and then I crossed him out on Ang, and I've already got Nelson there, and I've got Sammy there. I need someone that's a little bit different. And then I went Tommy Turbo, and then I thought, no, hang on a minute, Cameron Murray, he's the one. He's versatile.
Did you have Temalolo?
Mate, I didn't have him in there, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Mm. So I had Jakey Turbo at lock, and then obviously...
Oh, good players.
They're
mate, it's who you leave out, isn't it?
That's it.
If I'm playing with Turbo, I'd be loving it. If I was playing him, Temalolo's running before me, I'd be coming off the back bench.
Well, I was going to have the... I reckon
the
coach, Gordy, based on what a brilliant job he's done at the Canberra Raiders and the fact they're in the grand final, has got to be Ricky Stewart. And then I was going to get a little bit of X factor in as a little bit of a coach whisperer, a little bit of motivation, and I was going to go... No, I was going to go with Maroon. I was going to go a little bit left field. Mix it up, get the Redfern rocket in.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, mate, I was going to have Maroon as my media manager.